Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin, the Southerner's crypto. And here's your Texit Coin update, and this is right now 5 p.m. August 27th, 2025. Right now, Texit Coin is sitting right at $2.91 USD. We have 19,001 miners on board. Texas averaging about 300 new signups. That's new miners every day, Monday through Friday during the week. And they are hashing right now at 314 gigahash per second. Folks, that's 314 billion hashes per second that they're mining right there in Texas on this Texit coin. Hey, if you want to get in on this and get in the game, go ahead and send a message to texitmines@gmail.com. That's texitmines@gmail.com. Make sure to include that discount code PALM, like a palm tree. P-A-L-M, palm for that discount. Okay, folks, here we go. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are glad to be back with y'all again today here live in studio. And as always, I am here with the esteemed, the incomparable Professor Barlow. Dr. Barlow, good morning, sir.
Yeah, here we are. Here we are. You know, and we should let folks know that we picked up this big sponsor from Texas, but we are not going to let that change us in any way. We're the same old boys we've ever been. It will not go to our head.
No, our programming will remain the same. You won't notice really any difference in the way we do business. And also, I bought a share in that Texit mine, and I've been mining the cryptocurrency.
But you're the same old boy when we started back in March.
It's exactly the same. No change in our programming. We got these sponsors.
Nor our attitude or the way we deal and think about money.
No. Right. we got some other sponsors we're talking with.
Yeah, right.
So. That's right. You will see no change in how we govern ourselves or run this show.
No, anyway. No. We're not like that. We're like them Amish, plain.
Yeah, just plain, not trying to attract attention to ourselves, keeping a low profile.
Yeah.
right. So that's the way we're going to keep rolling.
We roll that way.
Yep. And we're going to keep that Texit coin mining in the background. Just keep it working.
Keep it digging over there
in Texas. They're building them mines for us. So, but hey, Dr. Barlow, I have an important update.
Okay. All right.
Now, this goes back to something we've already covered. If you haven't seen this, you might want to go back and watch a previous episode.
Okay.
But I'm bringing in here.
I remember it. I've watched all the episodes.
You watched them all. Half of our views are you watching the episodes, so that's good. But I was talking about, I'm bringing in this crypto science, cryptozoology, outer space, cryptocurrency.
Right.
Well, I was bringing in that story about the three-eyed atlas.
Yes.
The three-eyed atlas.
I saw a picture of it on the internet.
Did you look at it?
It's like a big rock with three eyes.
Yes. And until this podcast, a lot of people hadn't even heard that.
I had not heard of it.
And that damn thing's coming. This away.
Better get ready.
We better
spend some money on it.
We got to spend some money on it. It's kind of like that climate change. You know, we got to raise taxes on it. It's going to be a three-eyed atlas tax. It's going to be on all your property taxes. That's coming. To stop that three-eyed atlas.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like right. Y2K. Remember that?
Well, that'd be scary. Three eyes up night. We can deal with two.
I do have an update. So what I did. Journalism being full-time job, so I kept working into the evening. Now, here's the deal. New moon, right? Dark sky.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we need.
Yeah.
So, evidently. Now, I didn't learn much about this, but I got on there last night. I got on one of them. Have you ever been on an X Live forum?
No.
right, so these boys last night, they had the live going on X.
Oh, okay.
And they all had their telescopes.
Okay.
And so I just did a search. Folks, you can do this, just three-eyed atlas, and then that popped up, that live forum. So I jumped in there, right? Now, I wasn't a commentator. I just listened, right? So I jumped in there. Now, I was on there for a couple hours. Now, of course, I'll have to be honest. Most of it, they were comparing like my telescope. I got, you know, 7-inch diopter. Yeah, you know, they were telescope's bigger than your telescope,
right,
and
right,
I got this mirror in mine.
Right,
you know, so it was kind of like listening to Aura the other day. I just about had to leave.
Had to turn her off almost.
Yeah, but I knew if I hung in there, these boys were eventually going to see something. And one of my boys, he dialed in there on it, on that three-eyed atlas. And he's dialing in there, and he's looking at it. And so he has determined that third eye is a blind eye.
Oh,
so that third eye, blind eye, so only two eyes.
Okay, all right.
Only two eyes that we don't know what that third eye is doing.
Okay,
well. We don't know. But it's a blind eye, but them two eyes on the front is looking. And remember, no tail, no comet tail.
Okay,
So that's what I learned.
Okay,
One-eye blind eye.
Okay, all right.
And so I'll keep tabs on it. I'm gonna keep watching. It's getting closer. It's getting closer.
Well, you know, Steve, Sheriff Judd just had a big bust, and it.
It
made me think, and I've been planning to do it for some time to kind of do a little song as a tribute to him, because we have a hero, a real life hero, in our own midst.
Yep.
And, you know, so I thought we might do that today if you want to.
I saw that last bus. He took all their drip.
Yeah.
Just took all the boys. Took all the boys' drip.
Well, we've warned y'all about that. They will confiscate.
They will take your drip.
We've told y'all about that. So if Nate would have watched the Palm and Pine podcast, he would have known what he was up against. He would have known how the Florida Sheriff's Department rolled.
I think it would have helped old QT Claws, too. old QT Claws. If he would have been watching, he might have.
Yeah, any time in school you're threatening people these days, no.
Right, that's not going to come out well.
It's not going to go. Right. So it's like all the tunes we do, Steve, one time, one take, and there's the course. You have not seen it before.
No.
And you're going to need use your normal chicken feeding can on this.
Ooh, okay. One or two big words in there.
You will get the hang of it very quickly.
Okay.
I'll get the old guitar that I have borrowed.
All right.
And we will sing a little tune here today in honor of Sheriff Grady Judd. And this is called An Ode to the Sheriff of Judd. So give
Sheriff
me a beat.
Poke.
There we go now. All right. So it starts with a chorus. Chorus in the middle, chorus in the end. Keep it going there. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk, a modern day hero for everyday folk. Yes, he's known throughout the land because he's got a correctional plan. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk. Yeah, it is. Keep it going now. Well, he started out as a humble ambulance driver, but he's morphed into an excellent criminal finder. The sheriff of Nottingham's got nothing on him. He looks like Dirty Harry, but I hear they're no kin. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk. Well, he could have been a rich banker up on Wall Street. You know he could.
He could have.
Or one of those doctors that works on people's feet.
Working on the foot.
But he decided to stay back home, rounding up drunks and other head bones. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk. Here we go now.
This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk. A modern day hero for everyday folk. Yes, he's known throughout the land because he's got a correctional plan. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk.
Keep it going now. Well, he's been known to put a knot or two on a head.
Oh, he does.
And if you keep on, you might end up graveyard dead.
Oh, for sure.
Well, his conferences are better than Hollywood, and if he shows your picture, then you're up to no good. Yeah, this here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk. Well, he's let it be known to anybody who's selling drugs, or troublemakers, thieves, and all-around thugs. Woo! That if you do that here, then your possessions that you hold dear, he'll confiscate your drip, your cash, and your drugs. Here we go now.
They gonna take your drip.
This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk, a modern day hero for everyday folk. Well, he's known throughout the land because he's got a correctional plan. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk. One more time now. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk. Yeah, it is. A modern day hero for everyday folk. Woo! Yes, he's known throughout the land because he's got a correctional plan. This here is an ode for the Sheriff of Polk. This here is an ode to the Sheriff of Polk.
All right. Woo! There you go. Thank you, Sheriff Judd. Thank you. And we're going to hold on to our drip as long as we can. We're going to hold the drip here at the Palm and Pine Podcast as long as we can hold it. So, man. Took the boy's drip.
Yes. Well, that reminds me, I have a news story today out of Polk County.
Okay.
So let's keep that theme rolling.
Let's roll right into the Palm and Pine newscast. All right, here we go.
Right, well, I have an amazing story out of Polk County.
It involves
all the things we've been talking about. Florida woman, Polk County Sheriff's Department, Grady Judd. He might have gave a press conference about this. I do not know.
I'm sure he did.
But I'll just read the headline. You will be amazed. We are amazed at these things that happen.
Sheriff Judd is not shy of the camera, so that is a good thing. But what we got going now?
The headline read, I did not write it, a Florida woman brings meth to a doctor's office to have it tested.
Like you want to test the potency and make sure it's
well, pure. Here's what it was. This was Barbara Johnson, 73,
no fool like an old fool.
Of Polk County. She had been using some meth. I don't know if they smoke it or ingest it. I don't know. But she had been using it for a couple of months. And she was getting concerned, Steve, that it was maybe cut with something and impure. And she wanted to have it tested.
Well, that could happen. I can see that.
Yeah,
like, so your drip could be impure.
Yeah, we might want to test it.
You want to test it.
You know, the doctors, they send out them blood tests to that LabQuest.
Urine
out to the LabQuest.
So she thought, I'll just drop this off.
She had an appointment to see the doctor. I will give it to him, and he'll run that test for me. It will be confidential because it's my doctor.
You don't want to be paying for impure meth.
There you go.
Right.
She had that doctor's appointment.
They be cutting it.
And she told that doctor, here, take this, and would you test it? I think it's a little impure. I've been using it. And the doctor said, wait here for just a minute.
Right. Now, where was this at again, Doug?
Polk County.
So he just went on in there and called Sheriff Judd.
He said, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, man,
Mrs. Johnson.
So he went, and his labs don't test that, but the sheriff's department's got a lab to test it. In fact, they got a kit they'll bring out with them.
A quick test.
So he called the sheriff's department, and they come out and tested it. It tested good and solid.
It was good
and
stuff.
She was a book for drug possession and drug paraphernalia possession. And I don't know if she made bond or how it was adjudicated or whatever, but that's how that played out. And so y'all out there, you got your meth crack, your cocaine, your fentanyl. It doesn't matter.
Right, any of that.
Call your sheriff's department to get it tested.
Yeah.
They will come out. They'll gladly come out for free.
Well, I was going to just going to ask.
They have the lab kit with them, and they will test it for you.
I was just going to ask if insurance covers that.
You don't need it, Steve. It's a free service of the Florida Sheriff's Department. Wow, they will come out and test that.
I'm going to drop my health insurance. You know, it seems to me like bartering is the way to go versus health insurance.
Right. Well, man, you know, nobody had any insurance before the 20th century. You know? Right, it's kind of a funny thing.
Right.
Anyway, so she learned the hard way. Don't take your meth to the physician to get it tested.
That test run. Oh, well, I tell you what, I like that. I like that story there. And I'm sure we're going to probably see an update from Sheriff Judd on that right there, because he may do the test on camera. You know, he'll do it right up there at the podium.
They got that test right in that trunk of them patrol cars, or that, you know, that wagon they drive now. They got it in the back, y'all. Happy to come out and do it.
Good gracious. Well, hey, I got a story as well here, Douglas, and we need to get this out to our viewers.
Okay, right.
Again, a lot of this is PSA, public service announcement.
That's all we are.
Now, you know, you got your drip, some of these boys running around here. Sheriff Judd's got some drip now,
He's got some now.
Yeah, too. Yeah. And some of these boys, they get them veneers.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
On the teeth, right? They get that veneer put on the teeth. Well, I wasn't personally going to get any veneers, but I was just looking into it.
Right.
As if, you know, if I came into some money, maybe I want to get some veneers, right?
Right.
Get some of that drip on my fronts and my teeth. So I was looking into this, and here's the situation.
Like you get them gold veneers.
You get a gold veneer.
Right.
Now, a lot of crackers, they just get white.
Yeah, you know, but
I think it depends, you know, just on your style.
Yeah, you can get gold.
You can get silver.
Since your teeth are white anyway.
Yeah. Right. You can get silver. you can get little diamond stones put in there.
Around the tooth,
a little diamond stones going around it.
Huh.
So I just happened to be looking into this, okay?
Not necessarily
that I was in the market for it, but anyway, I came across a service, and it was posted on Instagram, and I can throw some of this up for those on the Patreon that want to watch this, but I can throw some of this up. But basically, her name, this is in Pinellas,
okay,
not far, about an hour south of us, Pinellas County.
Yeah.
Go down there all the time.
Right, a groovy place.
Yeah, we love it. We love Pinellas County. Now, Dad said it used to just be palmettos and pine trees in his day and rattlesnakes.
Not anymore.
He said nobody wanted to go to Pinellas County. It was anyway. So this girl, her name's Emily Martinez.
Okay.
Now, what she would do, she had a little ad and she running it on Instagram.
Okay.
So as I was looking into this, Douglas, it's not for everyday people.
Right.
One tooth, $1,500.
Okay.
And that's just for basic.
Okay.
That's not including the gold.
Okay.
That's just labor.
Okay.
That's just $1,500 per tooth.
Okay.
So you could see when you do that whole veneer, right? Uh-huh. That whole
yeah, you're talking
grill,
some money for dental work.
There you go. You're talking 10 to 15 grand just for
now,
labor.
Was this young lady a licensed dentist?
That's where we're going. So now she was offering on Instagram a very good discount.
Uh-huh.
She would do the whole job for $15,000 to $2,000.
Oh, okay.
Multiple tooths.
Okay.
If you have them.
Okay.
Like, and if you don't have tooths, she probably could add them on there.
Okay.
So what she was doing, she had this little ad on the Instagram down there in Pinellas County, and then she worked at Tap In Beauty Clinic.
Okay.
Tap In.
Tap In.
And so you just show up there at Tap In, and she could do the whole entire mouth.
Yeah.
The most expensive was $3,000.
And I get the feeling that FDLE tapped in.
Well, so a few customers.
I think this is where this is going.
Yeah. So unfortunately for Emily, a few customers had some complaints, and when they would call back to complain, she just blocked them. She blocked
their
number.
About the quality of the dental work.
Yeah, right. So she blocked their number. So a couple of them had to have emergency dental work.
Okay.
So turns out the way Emily was doing this, she had no actual training.
Okay, yeah.
There's no license.
Florida woman didn't let her hold
right,
her back.
Right, right.
You know,
she was completely unlicensed.
Right.
Completely unlicensed for dental
woman,
work.
Yes.
And so what she was doing, now this was clever.
Okay.
She would take the gold or whatever or the aluminum foil, super glue.
Yeah. And
crazy
thing
glue.
Would pop off.
Right. And she was and she would go ahead and place it on there. You know, you're wearing this big old thing, got your lips, big old lips all pulled
back.
And she'd be putting them on there with that super glue. And that super glue causes some problems, evidently, with the teeth. And So anyway, they went ahead on in there, and I got a good. Now she's unfortunately, investigators went on in there and got her.
Mm-hmm, I bet they
after
did,
multiple
yeah.
victims,
yes,
and they got a good mug shot of, of Miss Emily. I'll throw that up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, she's not smiling because I bet she probably got that.
Yeah, there were some old boys down in Miami doing that in a van, you know, fake dentistry.
You know?
I don't know if maybe that's a common thing south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, down there, you know, it's a cash system.
Yeah, you might
actually get some good dental work.
Yeah, if you went to Mexico.
Right.
I don't know.
That might be my next stop.
you would think she'd known that wouldn't last long here.
I tell you she didn't last long, but... And she's 35 years old, so kind of young for Florida.
Yeah, no fool,
kinda
like young. A middle-aged fool.
So she kind of middle-aged, which kind of surprised me. But anyway, they went ahead and put her on in the slammer, and I got those pictures I'll throw up on there. But I tell you one other thing.
Practicing dentistry without a license.
There you go. I tell you one other little thing, too, I thought of, Dr. Barlow. You know, we had a guest. It's been a couple of shows back, and I won't name this person, and he was joking with us.
Yeah.
But he kind of was making fun of our studio, you know, because we had the old paneling
in
the background.
Yes.
And, you know, I which is all good because he had paneling in the background of his, and he's from freaking Canada.
Yeah, well, he's one of them uppity Canadians.
I done watched that Red Green show a few times. I know about that. And I've worked up in Canada more than I wanted to, I can tell you that. I spent many months working up in Canada.
But anyway,
he's making a lot of our studio with our paneling and everything. I tell you that whole thing though, it reminded me of a good thing that happened, a kind of a story. And I was in this story, but I think you'll remember this.
Now, way back, we were
little bitty kids.
Okay.
And you know, you feel that chill in the air today.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
you know, it's like 78, 79 right now. You got that little cool in the air. So, what does that mean? That means oysters, right?
Month with an R in it.
We're coming
up here.
In just a few days, we're going to be able to go get them oysters.
Yeah, fried oysters, yes.
Yeah, so you remember we had just aluminum boat,
you know,
12 foot boat, whatever it was, had a little kicker on the back.
Yeah.
And in the winter.
Yeah.
We would get in there and get in the truck. We'd be in the back and go down to Shell Mound.
You just
get out there out of Shell Mound and pick up oysters.
Pick them up with them tongs or whatever.
Or gloves, wear some gloves and get in the water.
Yeah.
And just fill that John boat,
in the middle of that John boat with oysters.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember this, and this is way back.
Okay,
you would have been a little older than me.
But
when you got down there, it was kind of a county boat rent.
Yes.
And there was a caretaker.
Yes.
Do you remember that old guy?
No, I don't remember that old boy, but I've heard stories about him.
So that old caretaker was there, and he lived there. So he was like there 24 hours. Now, I don't know if you, a lot of you people.
Dream job.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all have been out to Shell Mound, but it's not a place you necessarily want to be 24 hours, right? But anyway, he lived out there. And he had what looked to me like an old school bus.
Okay.
The wheels were off of it. He had it up on blocks, and he lived in that thing.
Yeah.
And there was tarps and various paraphernalia, scattered about right there. But you know, he was there. The county had him there. He was kind of like an employee.
He
picked up trash and kind of took care of the place. Well. And I can't remember his name. I'm praying somebody listening to this podcast will reach out to us and tell me this old boy's name. Tell me a little bit about him. This would have been like in the early 70s.
Right.
Maybe mid-70s.
Right.
I was four, five, six years old.
Yeah.
But I could, even then, I can remember it was a spectacle to see this old boy.
Yeah, to see him
you know?
Out there. He'd be sitting there on his lawn chair.
Today.
Yeah, right.
Well, so we pull up, Dad and I, and probably you and Mark. Okay. We pull up there one morning. Okay. Go oystering, right? And the old boy, he kind of a big boy, you know, he was out there on his lawn chair, and it was just, he was just at tears, right? Just depressed, crying. And, you know, he had a wife that was there with him every time he came, kind of a big girl herself, you know. Well, it was just him. And he's out there on the chair, and boy, his head's hung low. You know, you could just tell. It was a
pitiful. His woman had done left him.
Pitiful sight. So anyway, we stop, and Dad said, you know, Cletus, whatever the guy's name, Cletus, what's going on? What's happened? What's wrong? Why are you so depressed? And he looked at Dad, and he said, Doug, my woman has done left me. You know, my wife, she, you know, we've been together for 20 years.
20 years.
And he just turned to Doug. And again, you got to picture this old bus and everything behind him, tarps.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
And he said, Douglas, can you imagine a woman leaving a setup like this? And that, you know, I look here at our studio, Douglas. And we don't have any females on the show hardly ever. But can you imagine a woman just not being enticed with a setup like this that we got here on this show?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right back at you, Mr. Canadian.
Oh yeah.
We are rather proud of our MDF paneling.
Well, she'd probably been on him for a long time to get a job in town. She'd probably been brewing for about a year.
Right. You know, they probably, yeah. You know, the county back then, they probably just said, okay, you can camp there. That's your pay.
Yeah, but you don't know what the bathroom is like. That's what it really boils down to, what your bathroom is like.
Yeah, I got an idea what that bathroom was like right there, because I've used it.
She's probably like, Curtis, if we move into town, we can have a real bathroom.
I think it would be like them bathrooms I used in Canada when I was up there in the bush for months at a time. I think it'd be a very similar bathroom.
Probably, so I don't know if they made them Port-a-Johns back then.
That probably be the probably same. You know, so. Probably be the same amount of mosquitoes down there on Shell Mound as it was up there in July in Canada. I'm gonna tell you right now.
She couldn't take it anymore. Yes.
Yeah, she had to move
long,
on.
She was long gone. You know, there you have it.
Man. Oh, wow. Yeah, so I don't know whatever happened. Any of our listeners, if y'all know who that was, you remember that? Man, if somebody had a picture, if you send that in to the podcast, we're going to give you a free Patreon 1 month membership. That Patreon, that's a value of $1.99 right there. 1 month free, and then it's going to automatically bill to your credit card after. But no, if somebody would send us a picture of that.
We need t-shirts or hats to give away.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get there. But yeah, if somebody would even tell me the name.
Somebody in Levy County knows about
it. Somebody knows. Somebody's related to it.
Been around. Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure we're related to
it. Probably so. But it's amazing the people you're related to when you start checking into it.
Hey, one other thing. Speaking of that Patreon, Douglas, all of y'all listen up. Our episodes now, you know, this is an engineered. We may look ramshackle,
yes.
But this is a closely engineered production. And right now we're about 13.7 days out. So this episode that you're seeing right now, it'll immediately go up on the Patreon. Immediately.
Right.
So now as Patreon members, they get first access.
Right. And let me mention something about the Patreon. You know, the YouTube. They get a colossal amount of material every minute.
That's right.
And so they have to lower the quality of those videos so they can have the bandwidth and the disk space to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But you'll notice if you're watching these on Patreon, if you become a member, you get a much better quality video over there. Because they're able to give you that. So you get what you pay for when you transfer over to Patreon.
The Palm and Pine podcast is not out here operating on suboptimal equipment and hardware. No, we have the best cameras, the best recording devices, the lighting. I mean, nothing is left to chance.
The camera's smoking.
Nothing is left to chance on the Palm and Pine podcast, I can assure you. Any degradation of quality is the platform's fault. But YouTube has not treated us the best. But yeah, that Patreon, it is crystal clear.
It's amazing how much better the videos are. I didn't realize that, and then I put two and two together, and you can blow it up on your
flat screen.
Right, and it's just totally awesome.
Yeah, whereas the YouTube,
we can go
not.
In there and watch them for free, y'all.
Yeah, we got a password that we get in that Patreon. but that's how that works. But and again, I'm reminding everyone, if you hear our voice, That's a sponsorship. That's you know, we are familiar with. If you don't hear our voice, it's a sponsorship from Apple.
I noticed our YouTube Shorts had an ad in there. Something that we would have advertised. Mm-hmm.
So
them YouTube Shorts, they'd be pumping now all of a sudden, you know. So
we got some great guests coming up. Very excited about it. High profile folks. We got incredible authors. CEOs. CEOs of multi-million dollar businesses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so some great stuff coming up. September is going to be a banner month for us. And
moving toward the equinox.
You know, we kicked this show off in March right after I got doged.
Yeah.
I got that little doge.
And now with winter coming up, it passes fast. It'll be our first year anniversary before you know it.
We're just happy we made it through summer.
we're not through it yet.
See, no, that's September. See,
if you're up north, the summer ends on Labor Day.
That's right.
You know, coming up here, but not here. It ends here 23rd September.
If the studio is still here after September hurricane season, we're going to have a great winter coming up, and we're going to have some great shows coming up, and good stuff coming up. And we're grateful. We're grateful. We're always grateful to be here, grateful to have our coffee, grateful to have our good dog, mm-hmm. grateful to have just a little bit of drip coming in, and glad to do it. And we appreciate y'all watching. And we will catch you next time. And keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.